I enjoyed drawing on my mug.
Drawing on your mug. And who did you give your mug to?
My mum.
Wonderful. Well done. And did you hear from God in any way? Did you have a picture or a word? No? Who else had a picture from God? Did anyone have a picture? Did you see anything that you think that? I think that was from God. Did you, Freya? Yeah. Can you tell us?
I did do things because I love mummy and daddy.
You love mummy and daddy. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Freya, I'm here. Was God saying he was pleased with you yesterday?
Yeah.
Can you remember? Is that what he said to you?
So God said, I'm pleased with you, Freya. Yeah, I'm pleased that you love your mummy and daddy. God was saying maybe. Yeah. And they love you, don't they? Right, anybody else got anything to say?
I bet you have. You've all gone shy. Yeah. Any of the older ones? What was going on? I know, I went in that room, there was tons of things, adults behind me. There was lots of strings with clipped on stuff. What was going on there? Somebody can tell us about that. Maisie.
We were writing down a cardboard I forgot.
Who can help Maisie remember? Who can help Maisie remember? What were you writing? No idea. Okay.
You do. I won't embarrass Lauren too much, but I won't. I'll just pop her up. Just before these guys come out and give you some words that they were doing yesterday, I'll talk to that in a minute. Part of what you did yesterday, you had a sheet of paper on one side of it. If I get this wrong, Lauren, just tell me. You were actually talking to God, asking God some kind of big questions, maybe over your life, what's been going on, maybe stuff that you've struggled with, that you thought, God, kind of where were you in that? And then on the reverse of it, you kind of thought about what God's response was going to be. And Lauren's three was one about worries. One was about a really lovely boy that she's kind of struggling to find love for in school. She won't say love. It's a bit of one of those personality clashes, yeah. And the other one was just asking some stuff about her granddad Graham as well. And then she sat and prayed and thought what God's answers might be. And I think some of you guys probably did that as well, didn't you? Yes. One other thing they did was you listened and heard from God, wrote some things down, and put them in a bottle. Is that right? Some of you did that. Some of you did them on scrolls behind. So if you can just, could you guys pass those out, the scrolls and the bottles, to everybody in the youngsters? Just grab a bottle, grab a... And these have all been prayed over by these kids, by the team that was with them yesterday. These are words and pictures that they felt God was talking to them about for people in this room. So you guys are going to be a recipient, I love that word, for one of these bottles, God's message in a bottle or God's message in a scroll.
I think we've got some spares. Should we have the rest of the children coming out?
Brilliant. Yeah, if you weren't here, come up.
All the other children now, if you want to come out... And take a bottle or a scroll.
Right, kids, just look for a minute across this room. Just have a look at the adults. They come in all shapes and sizes. They're very nice. Just have a look and just see in your head if there's just one face that stands out than the others. To you, I'm trusting that they'll all be different faces. If not, someone's going home with a lot of bottles. Have a look. Have you all had a look? Also, maybe not somebody that you know in your family. So somebody else, look at their face. Have a look around. Loads of people over there. I can see us all looking this way. Look over there. Right. I want you to now go and deliver your message in a bottle or your scroll. Off you go. Yeah, you can say this is a message from God as you hand it over. This is a message from God. Yeah, you can open them. I'm sure you can. Oh, not yet. We're going to give those out as well. This is a message from God. You can say to them, go and find somebody. Once you've given out your bottle, why don't you come back? Come back down to the front. Because I've got another job for you today. It's a lot going on. So those who received a message, right, I'm sure we can do 10 things at once. It's Mother's Day. Have you all said something lovely and beautiful to your mums? Yes, good. Right, if in Ashwood today you are a mum or a grandma, let's add aunties in there, you know, would you like to stand to your feet? Stand up if you are a... Oh, that's a bit of an odd one. Grab it. Our wonderful kids are going to... There's some more there if you want to. It's very heavy. Our wonderful kids are going to bring a little Ashwood gift to all our mums and grandmas. So kids, if you can grab one of these, don't open them. And go and find somebody who's standing up and give them a little treat. Can you go and dish them out, get one off the jar? Find someone who's standing up. If once you've got your gift, mums, aunties, grandparents, would you like to just sit down so that the kids know who they're going to? Come back for more. There's some. All these guys need them. Go and grab another one. Go and find somebody.
Ah, I got one.
They're a bit cold. If you've got one, sit down. There's all these people in the middle. Don't you grab another one? Go and find somebody out.
Might be a bit cold. They've been in the garage.
Right. While you're doing that, I'm just going to pray. Father God, we thank you for our mothers that are in this. I've got one. Thank you. A bit later. I'm just in a minute. Let me just carry on praying. I'm getting interrupted through my prayer. Yes, Father God, we thank you for our mums, our grandparents, our aunties, all those that invest wonderful time, thankless time sometimes into all of our lives, into these kids at the front here. We ask today that you bless them. Just an investment today as they are here on Mother's Day, that your blessing comes now in Jesus' name. Amen. And Joel just wanted to say...
Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, let's pray, children, before we go out. Yeah. All right, well, I want to thank you, Lord, for these children. Thank you for our children, whether they're here or not. And I just want to pray grace over their lives. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would pour out your grace so they would have grace in their homes. They would have grace in their schools. When they feel like moaning, when they feel like gossiping, when they feel like backbiting, when they feel like doing selfish things, I pray that your grace would stop them and your grace would be flooding out of them, Lord, and that they would make a difference in their lives and who they are. Thank you, Lord, that you've got plans for these children. So exciting. I can't wait. And I just pray that they'd have a fantastic time in zones in Jesus' name. Amen.
We just love to celebrate in Ashwood, and we want to celebrate mums today, and not just our physical mums, but our spiritual mums as well. No, recognise that within Ashwood Church there are a great deal of spiritual mums, and we're so thankful to God for those as well. Such a great time yesterday with the team, with the kids. Really loved being with the team from Trent Vineyard, our friends. But actually, there was some really positive feedback from Nick and the team who were here. They just said what a delight it was. So if you're a parent here of one of those kids, you know how it's nice when people say nice things about your kids. It's even nicer if they're true. They gave us some really positive feedback. They said they had an amazing time with the kids, particularly as the kids worship. They said that often their experiences, they're encouraging kids to worship God. There would be some measure of restraint and quiet. Well, the kids were just so passionately worshipping and praising God, and it was great to hear that feedback. And although they were a bit quiet and a bit short of things to say this morning, there was a lot of really positive feedback that the team gave us, and they were so impressed with the things that our kids were coming out with, the prayers that they were praying, the stories that they were telling. And you caught a little glimpse then of Freya, who apparently Nick said as she was leaving, she said, ask Freya, because Freya had three words from God. So that's why we encouraged some of those as well this morning.